Morning, Dr. Judy. We are going to touch on what this morning?
We're talking about sexting, and, you know, Chris Allen is pretty cute. Some people probably want to sext with him.
Well, that's how we got him to come here.
Yeah,
I was exactly. Sexting him.
That was it.
But he's married, damn it.
I know.
Yes.
Jeez.
He should not be sexting.
Which is kind of like what we're talking about.
Exactly. So sexting is texting naughty things.
Yeah, texting with sexual innuendo, sexual suggestion, you know, that kind of stuff. And there's nothing wrong with doing that if you're doing it with somebody you are openly in a relationship with, right? Then it can be kind of hot, you know?
I was going to say.
Yeah.
Mr. Chow and I do it all the time.
In fact, it's a good way to spice up your sex life with somebody that you truly are involved with.
Thank you.
The problem is when you're doing it with somebody who is a virtual partner or is somebody behind the back of the person that you are in a, you know, supposedly committed relationship with. That's where people get in trouble with the sexting stuff.
Yeah, that's wrong. You can't do that.
Yeah,
you know, it really, the problem is, you know, people think that, you know, it's just words. It doesn't, you know, we're not actually touching each other. We're not actually doing anything, right? It's just words. Well, yeah, it is just words, but it's still a breach of trust. And it's still holding secrets from your partner.
That's the new era we're in.
It's like mental cheating.
Yeah.
Exactly. Mental cheating. You got it. It's mental cheating. You know, and it can lead to more than that, obviously, okay? You can get to the point where you start really idealizing the person you're having this constant access to, okay? And going back and forth with. And again, because it's not real, you know, you're only focused on that innuendo and attraction and sexuality and all that. You're not thinking about, you know, them leaving their dirty laundry on the floor.
You know, also with sexting, you could just say, hey, how you doing? What are you doing? But if it's at 2 a.m.,
right.
Yeah.
You kind of know what's going on here.
Right.
Exactly.
What they need from you at
exactly.
2 a.m.
And like anything else with texting, you know, texting in general can be a problem because there is no body language. There is no tone when you get a text from somebody, right?
Right.
And people get in all kinds of trouble with texting and emails and stuff because of the lack of that. You know, it's not the same as talking to somebody. Just like talking on the phone isn't quite the same as seeing them face-to-face, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Again, with anything that's written, it really becomes subject to interpretation. You can say the same thing, and it can be interpreted in, you know, 10 different ways, right?
Oh, yeah. So, Dr. Judy, just say you're going through your boyfriend's phone,
mm-hmm.
and you see some weird little texts in there.
Mm-hmm.
You confront him, and he says, well, what's the big deal?
He says it's harmless.
Right.
Right.
How do you, what do you do? Do you just go, okay, I understand, honey, or what do you do? Do you lay down the law?
I mean, you know what you're reminding me of me and my ex.
Yes.
And how that
That's
ended.
What I was thinking of.
Yeah,
kinda.
And that how that's exactly what was going on.
So tell us about it, Nikki. What happened?
He was trying to have sex with another woman.
Uh-huh.
The same bar we were at.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I ended up seeing text messages. Well, when you move a car for half an hour, you start to wonder what takes so long.
Yeah.
To move a car. And so I asked to see his phone, and he wouldn't show me his phone. So for me, I assume that something's going on.
Of course.
So I fought him for it, and then I read them all, and then I called her. Because that's just the way I am. And I said, by the way, I just know what's going on here, but you can have him.
Right. Well,
oh, and then
for
she
you.
Didn't want him. And then she didn't want him anymore.
Yeah,
exactly.
So
I'm like, okay. I'm like, really? No, you
so
can take him.
I guess the question, Dr. Judy, are they harmless? Or should you put your foot down if this has happened to you?
Yeah, because
you need to put your foot down. You need to be able to say to your partner, even if they think it's harmless, and they might think it's harmless, right?
They think it's harmless.
You still need to say to them, it's not harmless. This is still a relationship that you're having with another person that is intimate, and it's not between you and me.
Well, that's what went on with my ex and I. It was like, well, we haven't done anything. Well, how do I know? One.
Right.
And two, are you kidding me? I'm not some dumb, you know, broad. Sorry.
Right.
Yeah, well, you know, when you, the texting becomes, you know, it's their drug, right? You know, it becomes like a drug. You get, this exhilaration that you're not getting in the face-to-face of a relationship, right? And the other person's always there for you. You're constantly waiting. You've got that inconsistent reinforcement, which in Pavlovian terms is the most, the reliable way of reinforcing behavior, because you're never quite sure exactly when the other person's going to respond. You're constantly looking. You're constantly waiting. And then you hear from them, and you get all excited again. So it's very reinforcing. The whole procedure of doing it is really, reinforcing. And people do things. They'll flirt with people they would never flirt with in person, right? With a colleague or even a boss or something, right? And, they're seeing this as that harmless, kind of gray area, but really you're creating a situation where there is certainly the potential for an actual affair. And even if the actual affair doesn't happen, it's still a conspiracy of two that's excluding the rest of the world. It's still two people who are in contact with each other in a way that is not involving other people who are intimate members of their life.
All right. Well, we're going to open up the phone lines right now, 842-KLOI. Have you caught your man or your significant other sexting someone else? What did you do? Did you let it continue? Did you put your foot down?
Did you smack him across the face?
Or
or have you ever done it yourself? Have you engaged in sexting and maybe not even thought about it as something that was a big deal, but maybe now you're thinking about it.
Carlos, what's going on?
Not much. Just calling in about the whole sexting issue.
Yeah, uh-huh. Are you a sexter or what?
No, I'm not, but somebody that I was seeing was a sexter, so.
Oh, really? How'd you catch him?
And what happened? How'd you find out, and what did he do?
Well, pretty much, we're just hanging out at the apartment, and I looked over her phone because I wanted to see if she had internet that was working on her phone so I could check my email. And then it popped up that there was several messages of a guy who was not me. And I was like, hey, what's all this about? And she said it was a friend that had sent it to her. But, of course, I didn't believe it.
Right. Yeah. Somehow they were not involved. I don't know why they would just send me these random text messages. Right.
Were they sexual and dirty in nature?
Yeah. It was like with the shirt off and things like that.
Oh.
I texted her about it.
There were pictures.
Yeah. Pictures. Yeah.
Oh,
pictures.
Wow. So what did you do?
I just pretty much, I told her that, I'm not cool with it. And she said that she would stop. And I believed her. But a few days later, another photo pops up, so I was like, whatever, this is over. I'm not going to bother wasting my time with this, so.
Well, good for you for standing up for yourself. You're not with her now, right?
No, not anymore, no.
Oh, good for
you. Yeah, that's ridiculous.
Good for you, yeah, because I think, that's total trust issue, Dr. Judy, don't you think? As soon as somebody breaks
it is a trust
that
issue.
Trust.
And obviously, there was deceit and a great, breach of trust. I mean, if somebody's, sending you pictures of themselves, without their clothes on, or... Hmm. Even just like without a shirt on or something, and it's a guy I'm talking about, that's still suggestive. It still implies that there's a relationship here that's intimate, okay?
Right.
That isn't just a friend talking to you.
Oh, right. Is that what it means when they send you nude pictures of yourself?
Oh, it's not innocent?
Wow, I just thought they were trying to show me their body after working out for 6 months.
Right.
How much they've improved.
When you see their biceps.
Right.
All right, we're talking sexting therapy Thursday. Has this happened to you? Have you been with somebody that you caught sexting someone else or getting sexy text messages or pictures from somebody else? And what did you do?
Actually, I haven't had it happen to me. I've actually done it to somebody else.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. And it was asking about innocent. My friend's brother went to jail for terrorist threat on his wife. His wife was beating their kids, and he told her he's going to kill her. He was drunk, and they were at 7-Eleven or something.
Wow.
It was up in the mountains up towards Oakhurst,
mm-hmm.
Where they live. And he got out last month. And I started, I befriended him because he's been a friend. I've been best friends with this girl since 1990, before I even met my husband.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, so I text him, and I was just saying, hey, what's up? How are you doing? I know you're having a rough time with your kids. My brother actually went through the same thing, so I kind of was trying to transition, help him through his just getting out of prison. And, I mean, because he'd never been in prison before. He lost everything. And so I was kind of trying to help him out because my brother went through the same thing. Because you can't tell somebody I'm going to kill you and not there's consequences to that.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah,
good
thing. Thank you for clearing that one up.
He started asking me how my marriage was and how my sex life was and all this and that and if I'd send pictures to him. And then I found out that my friend had, when I, you know, spend the night at my friend's house or with party and we'd go up to the mountains and get drunk or whatever and would party with my friend, she would take pictures and they'd do pictures of nothing provocative, just, you know, of me drinking Captain Morgan or whatever, but she was sending them to him because at that point, I didn't even know he knew what I looked like. Well, the next thing I know, he's at my front door, and my husband's at my front door, and they're talking, and I'm just like, so I get my phone on. I saved every one of my texts because my husband, if he goes to my phone, then he goes to my phone. I don't care. I thought I was innocent. He took it the wrong way. He thought that since those pictures were sent to him, and I wasn't interested in a relationship with him, so he was going to come ruin my marriage.
Holy cow. So this is like sexting gone bad. So you had no intentions of anything with this guy.
No, not at all. I just wanted to help him transition out of prison because I knew what my brother had gone through with as far as not seeing his kids for 2 years. And, you know, my brother was a drug offender, so his was a lot worse. And this guy, I just befriended him because I figured, you know, I knew a little bit about what was going on and I could help him out a little bit through what he needed to do, you know. And he took it all wrong,
and
all wrong. It went all bad. Yeah, him and my husband got into a fight. They actually both went to jail.
Wow.
They were fighting in my front yard. Yeah, it went down. And I'm like, why are you here? And he's all, I come to fight for my woman. And I'm like, I'm not your woman. I'm not. You know what? I'm a 33-year-old woman. I've been married 16 years, and I've been with this man since I was 14. So I don't even know what you're even doing here. There was no changing of any kind of sexual words whatsoever. It was just on my end, well, you know, he asked me if I liked sex, and I kind of got the feeling that that was going to lead somewhere else because I was familiar with the whole online in the 90s in chat rooms and
all that.
I was like, so I backed away a little bit, and that's when I found out that my friend had sent him those pictures. And
how's your relationship with your husband right now?
I am with my husband, yes.
And he's okay now?
Yes, we're fine.
Wow, crazy story.
Was able forgive her because she didn't delete the messages. She did, you know, she was upfront about it at least once it became apparent. And I think it's a really good example of just how out of hand this kind of stuff can get.
Right.
Where she thought she was just reaching out, you know, a hand of friendship and support for this guy who was, you know, the brother of a friend. But he took it a completely different way. And, you know, made it into a sexual relationship. And that's the whole problem.
Yeah.
In a nutshell, it's a perfect example of exactly what can happen.
Well, that's scary. I mean, if you think, you know, here you are innocently talking to somebody on texts, and you think you're not doing anything wrong, and then suddenly, wow, I mean, this just blows your whole life out
of control. Well, that's when you text back, like, don't talk to me like this.
Yeah.
You don't let that slide. I wouldn't let it slide. I'd say, hey, I'm married. Don't text me again. And I don't appreciate your text messages.
But wouldn't you, like, if somebody did that, I mean, you wouldn't think about something like this happening. You'd kind of ignore it. And maybe so you wouldn't want them to think that you're rude.
No,
I don't know.
I don't really. He's rude. You know, it's like, I'm married.
Right.
And there you go. So
he was inappropriate. And yes, ideally, you know, it would have been better if she'd been able to say to him, hey, you know, stop right now. Okay, this is not cool.
Right.
But she may not have really gotten it. Do you know what I mean? That's where he was going with it.
Well,
you know, sometimes we, as she said, looking in hindsight, she looks at it and says, you know, he did ask me how my sex life was.
Right.
You know, but she didn't really kind of focus in on that until afterwards.
Things aren't always what they seem.
They aren't always what they seem.
Well,
take things in the wrong way, you know, and, you know, any relationship that is clandestine, any relationship that is not out in the open, okay, is going to be a relationship that's going to eventually get you in trouble. And that's, you know, really more than anything else that we're talking about.
So if you catch your significant other or, you know, you're doing it yourself, what's your advice?
Well, let's think what sexting stands for, right? stop engaging in X-rated texting.
Oh, there you go.
Unless it's your husband or boyfriend.
Yeah,
unless
right.
It's your husband, girlfriend, boyfriend, you know, significant other. Sure, go for it. Have a good time. But
or
otherwise,
maybe a flirt.
Just don't go there.
Yeah, sext away.
All right.
I don't even know if I'm saying that right.
Sext away. I like that.
Hold on. I'm sexting right now.
Oh, well, there you go. Mr. Chow. All right, Dr. Judy, thank you. Therapy Thursday, your website is?
DrJudyBloom.com.